Congressman Gary Palmer has stopped by. Hey, Gary. How are you? I thought you were going to... So, Gary, the last time he was here, let me just tell this and I'll be quiet. You're such a good man. The last time you were here, we told you off the air that this was happening. And your first words were, no! And then... It might not have been the exact next thing you said to me, but it was pretty close. You said, you have to call Ann, and you have to tell her. And I did.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm good. I know for some people this is maybe a happy day. I could probably count on one hand the number of people that would be. But I didn't think I was going to be here today. We got through yesterday, and I came home last night, and I wanted to come in and tell you how much I think of you. I remember sitting in this chair and hearing you talk about your grandfather and that incident where you decided you were going to take up smoking. And, you know, I was thinking about when you and Ani and Ann and I went out to the baseball field. And you're a really good, great radio talk show host, but you're a better person, and I'm not sure everybody appreciates that. And you're going to be missed, not just because of what you do on the air, but for what you bring to the community. And just while I wish you the best, I really hate to see you leave. You're a good friend, and Ann and I have really grown to love you and E. And
well, we love you
the
too.
Whole team.
We love you too. I want to say this, and I don't say this because you're sitting here. I say it because it's true that when invariably, if I'm talking to folks individually or in groups, and they'll start going off on politicians, rightly so, and that invariably some version of they're all a bunch of crooks or they're all a bunch of jerks or they're all at, and I always say the same thing. I was like, that's not true. Gary Palmer, and I bring you up because, you know, I mentioned this to David Carrington, who was nice enough to call earlier, in his capacity as a county commissioner and in your capacity as a congressman, I've learned that there are good people that are doing it the right way in this game, and we need to embrace and recognize that and foster it and cherish it and further it and create an environment that more people like you are willing to put yourself up for public service. It's just been an honor to get to know you and to know the heart that you have for the people of this state and for the United States of America. And it's just been an honor to be your friend.
Well, it's, you know, I knew the reason I wanted you to call Ann because I knew how sad it would make her. But, you know, I've listened to a lot of folks, and I've been on a lot of different shows, and one of the things that you don't do is sensationalize things. You don't take things out of context. You want honest answers, and you will hammer people who don't do that. And I think that's totally appropriate. But I wish the rest, a lot of other people who are in the business you're in could do the business the way you do it. And I know Nashville's going to benefit from this. My daughter lives in Nashville, so I'm going to tell her she's got to listen to you. There'll be a test, and if she fails, she's out of the will. But we're going to start building your audience immediately.
Listen, I've got I'm leaning on Gary, maybe a little bit on Mo, and a few others to intro to me to some of the good people representing the state of Tennessee too, because I know there's some good folks up. And you know, we're really in the Southeast, but Tennessee, we're the same folks, right? I mean, they're good people up there. They have the same type of politics. They have their little blue donuts in Nashville, little blue dot over in Memphis. And, you know, that's fine too, but they're good conservative people up there. So it's going to be a pleasure to be able to start that chapter, you know? Invariably, when I talk to people about my radio career, you come up inadvertently during your first run. And a lot of people get that wrong. And I want to make sure that they know that when you were running for Congress, that I think now they look back and think we were friends before. I knew of you before, but I didn't know Gary. And the whole thing with Paul wasn't really about Gary. It was more about Paul. But we became friends after that because people think that I went after Paul because we were friends. And that's not true. I went after Paul because I felt like he was being dishonest. And that more than anything, you know, people say, well, you just yell at people who disagree with you. And I hope that people know that that's not true. I just don't like people trying to be dishonest with others. And kind of out of that, we got to know one another. You won election and we had you on, and you recognized it first because you heard me talk about Pa, but then in our conversations, I recognized the similarities of our upbringings and backgrounds, and you just can't fake that. Thank you for everything. I do appreciate it.
Well, it's really been fun getting to know you. You know, there were a lot of people that were afraid to come on your show, but at first, you just made that point. I had the same reaction that you did because I didn't know anything about your background. And when you told me that story about your grandfather, and a lot of people don't know this because it's radio, a tear rolled down your cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And I became emotional because I could relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up dirt poor.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing, again, that I found out about you was you're not trying to burn somebody at the stake. You're not trying to be sensational. You're trying to inform people, and you're trying to do it in an honest way. And, man, I appreciated that. And that's why anytime you called, wanted me to come on and talk about something, wanted to clarify something, wanted to answer a question about something, I'm happy to do it because I know you're looking for an honest answer. Nashville's going to benefit from that. I don't know anything about the guy who passed, but, you know, listening to other folks, I don't know any other Matt Murphys.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Gary.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.